Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for our last few minutes today, kind of a Brian Lehrer show tradition at this time of year for this day before I go away for vacation. What should I read and listen to on my summer vacation? And of course, this is also for the benefit of all the other summer vacationers out there. What might they read and listen to that they may not be familiar with? Suggest your best recent fiction. We don't want the classics here. I know they're putting Jane Austen on, a five-pound note over there. But don't want the classics here. We want your best recent fiction, recent nonfiction, recent music of any genre. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Tell me what to read and why, a book and a blurb. If anyone knows a novel that is funny yet profound, personal yet engaged with the world, and is set at least partly in another country, that's my fantasy read for the next few weeks. Anyone have anything like that? You know, maybe like a Julia Alvarez or a Garcia Marquez or a Zadie Smith book, but something I don't already know. I don't know what book that is, but maybe you do. 212-433-WNYC. And while we're collecting your calls, as we've done in the past, let's listen to a little music that's already been suggested by our Twitter and Facebook friends after we put the call out there. All right, that's Summer Skin, Teen Girl Scientist Monthly, suggested by Gregory Powell. And Jay in New Brunswick. You got a book? Hi, Jay.
Hi. I wanted to suggest volumes 1 and 2 of the graphic novel Saga by Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples.
Give me your blurb.
It's Brian K. Vaughan's follow-up to Why the Last Man. It's on Image Comics, and it's basically an insane sci-fi romance space opera that really is unlike anything else on the racks today.
Sounds fun. Thank you very much. Peggy in Huntington, you got a book?
Yeah, I do. Sweet Frances by Irene Nemirovsky.
Give us a blurb.
The blurb is, the author was ultimately killed at Auschwitz, but it's a novel about, it's just pre-World War II in Germany. It's haunting. The other one is The Gift of Rain, and I don't remember the author, but I'm in the middle of it, and it's wonderful. It's about the Japanese invasion of Malaysia.
Peggy, thank you so much.
Look at me, I just can't believe what they've done to me. We could never get free. I just want to.
So we thank Alex Teplish on Facebook for suggesting this clip. It is Get Free by Major Lazer. And Leslie and Rosalind, you're on WNYC. You got a book for people to read?
Where'd You Go, Bernadette, by Maria Temple. Good. Ironic, fall off the chair funny, wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Jim in Huntington, you got a book?
Yes, I do. Freddie and Frederica by Mark Helprin. I think it fulfills all the requirements you want. In another country, it's hilarious, it's funny, it's adventurous, and it's about the royal couple, a royal couple who bear a striking resemblance to another royal couple.
Huh, interesting. Jim, thank you very much. And this clip, Make Me Lovely by Laura Mabula, suggested by Evan Rudowski on our Facebook page. Thanks a lot, Evan. Judith in Manhattan, you got a book?
Beverly Swirling, Bristol House.
Tell me about it.
Suspense novel about starting in the contemporary times with flashbacks, all kinds of adventure things going on in Tudor England. She also wrote some great books about New York. You'll see the list and read them all. She's terrific.
Thank you very much. And I see on Twitter, where you can post these too, Nikki writes, the book Lucky Jim by Kingsley Amis fits all my fantasy categories. All right. Emily in Huntington, got a book?
Oh, hello?
Hi. Got a book?
Hello?
All right. We're having trouble with Emily. Next clip.
And I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby.
I know this one. I hear this in the gym about 25 times during my workout. Love You Like a Love Song by Selena Gomez and The Scene, suggested by Carolita Johnson on our Facebook. Thanks a lot. Michael in Toms River, you got a book?
Yeah, I have two. One is nonfiction, The Barefoot Bandit. It's that true story of that kid out in the Northwest. Reads like a book of fiction. And also a first-time novel by a man named Robert Hobbs, Ghost Man, story of some thieves who travel the world. Most of it's set in Atlantic City. And for a first time out of the box, it's an incredible book. Very well written by a 21-year-old.
Thank you very much. As we collect your recent fiction, recent nonfiction, recent music of any genre picks for my vacation, which starts in about 5 minutes, and for anyone else going on a vacation yet this summer, 212-433-WNYC. Elizabeth in Manhattan, you got a book?
Hi, yes. Cheryl Strayed is the author, Strayed. The title of the book is Wild, and it's a memoir about her trek down the Pacific Coast Trail alone.
Thank you so much.
Everything I love is on the table. Everything I love is out to sea. I have only two emotions.
It is Don't Swallow the Cat by The National. Saw them in the green space. Suggested by David Lawson on Twitter. Thanks, Dave. Can we listen to this a little bit? I love this.
All the things I had it in for. I won't cry until I hear. Cause I was not supposed to be here.
Ramona in Manhattan, you have a music pick, right? Ramona, you there? All right, let's try Clark in Harlem. Hi, Clark.
Hi.
Got a book?
Yeah, it's 1974, so it's not recent, but it's Philip K. Dick. It's called Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said, and it's basically the Eric Snowden story told from a sci-fi point of view. The terrorist hunter becomes the hunted terrorist. Through weird circumstances.
All right. Edward Snowden, anticipated in the 70s by Philip K. Dick, says Clark in Harlem. Kelly in Brooklyn, got a book?
Yes. It's called Forest Gate, and it's by Peter Akinti. Basically, it's the story of these two friends in London. They're young black men, but they're the children of African immigrants. They have a suicide pact, and one succeeds, and the story begins with the day after the one who survives. And I think it speaks to the overlooked troubles of young black boys, young Trayvon Martins, and other Western cities. And I think it's very important to look at today. And it certainly opened my eyes that we're not the only country dealing with some of these, with diminishing or ignoring the troubled, you know, troubles of young black men.
Good blurb. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't go. I haven't been through. It's not feeling normal. What do I do? And after all,
the song is Where Does This Door Go by Mayor Hawthorne, suggested by Quabena Q on Facebook. Thanks a lot. And by the way, listeners, for all of you, we're going to post a mixtape with all your music suggestions, the ones you're hearing now and some more coming in on our website. I actually get to listen to the mixtape on my vacation. I'm so excited. But you can check back on our website for yourself later this afternoon, and you'll be able to listen. We'll tweet and post it on Facebook when it's live as well. Terry in Greenwich Village, you got a book?
Yes, I have two for you that fulfill your desire. One is Derek Miller's Norwegian by Night, which is about an elderly Jewish man from New York who has ended up in Norway and witnesses a murder and then goes on the lam with the murdered woman's son. with whom he shares not a word of language.
Wow, that's
it's
one.
Surprising, weirdly amusing, obviously very upsetting at times, and inspiring. And it's this man's first novel. I can't wait for his next one. The next novel is Alison Amon's A Nearly Perfect Copy. Seems to have had no attention. It has two protagonists. I know you're not allowed to say that. But one is a woman in New York who works in an auction house and has lost her young son. The other is an artist in Paris who's originally from Spain who's had no success. And the novel then explores how their lives, and there's forgery, there's cloning.
And Terry, I take the suggestions. I thank you for them, and I got to go because we are about out of time for this. One last music clip to take us out. Right On, Right On by Phosphorescence, suggested by Shannon Miller on our Facebook page. And thanks for all the cool tips, folks, and thanks for all your contributions to this show, which is really a community that so many of you helped to create with your calls and posts and tweets and ideas and opinions and curiosity and open-mindedness and everything. So I'll be away for the next 2 weeks on a very retro vacation, 2 weeks in the Adirondacks, hiking and kayaking and lounging by the lake, but mostly biking. So if you're driving north of Albany and you see a guy with an orange helmet on a black hybrid road bike, give a honk. That just might be me. See you in August. Be nice to the substitute hosts.